with this football team. A lot of win now moves were made, and clearly they're winning now. 2-0. We've yet to see A-plus football from the Texans. We've yet to see their best, the best version of the Texans, but they're 2-0, and it's a beautiful thing. On the defensive side of the football, you've got a second round rookie that's starting at corner. You've got a one of the best pass rushing defensive ends in the entire NFL in Daniil Hunter that was added. You've got a middle linebacker that's a tackling machine in Azeez Al-Shaair that was added.
He played his ass off Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did, which I don't know about y'all, but I greatly appreciate that little scuffle on the sideline, and I greatly appreciate him standing up and giving that old boy one piece, just real quick.
If you can get a one piece and stay in the game, man.
Yeah, he didn't get a penalty, so I can't hate him for that. That ended up working out just beautifully for us. But anyway, they added him. Kalen Bullock, a third round draft pick, is getting a lot of run at the safety position as well. But they also, Ron, made one move, which last year was interesting. Jalen Petrie, a local kid from Stafford, played at Baylor, a guy that's easy to love, easy to like, easy to root for, and you want to see him do well. Had a great year under Lovie Smith, and then D'Amico Ryans comes in, and it looks like he's going to have a promising year, and he ends up essentially being benched. And everybody wonders, like, what in the world is going on with Jalen Petrie? How are they going to make this right? So D'Amico Ryans takes Jalen Petrie and makes him a nickel defender, which means he's a cover defender. He's ultimately a safety, but he's playing at linebacker depth, which is a beautiful, beautiful play for him because now he can play with all of his instincts. Now he can be a great tackler. He can rush the passer. He flashes big time for all of us fans every time we watch. And Five had a hell of a game last week. And in fact, one of the biggest, I don't know if it's the biggest play, but I know that at least the loudest play that's made the most noise since the game was a hit that he had on Cole Kmet, the tight end for the Bears. Here's how it sounded.
First down from the Chicago 30, punch formation right. Caleb Williams in the gun with one back, Swift. Here's the snap. Here's the pass to Swift, and he's knocked down by Petrie. What a blast in the backfield.
Yeah. You know, when Andre grunts a little bit, those are his old quarterback days. Like, oh, God, that hurt him just a little bit. But, Jaylee, the penalty flag was thrown. They quickly picked it up. It was not a penalty, a roughing penalty, a defenseless receiver, a hit to the head. It was none of that. It was just a good old clean football hit that you really don't see much anymore in football. But it was just a clean hit that was nasty. And he had one hell of a game. Ron, and let's hear from Cole Kmet about that. The actual tight end, I guess he has a podcast.
Why not?
Let's see how that hit felt to the actual recipient, Cole Kmet.
I did try to sell it for a little bit because it wasn't like a head-to-head thing, but, I mean, he got me clean. That was a clean hit.
Yeah.
And then got to the ground, and I did have to take a second because I was like, whew, man, that was quite the hit there. And they did throw the flag initially, but then they ended up picking it back up. But
to answer your question, somebody would have had to probably carry me to the plane to get home. That was a good hit.
It was a good hit. It was a clean hit. It was a clean hit.
Cole, where does that rank as far as hardest hits you've taken in your career?
That's probably the hardest. Now, that being said, I was like fully relaxed. Not that I wasn't expecting it, but I was more focused on catching the football. So like you're not like tensing your body up.
The hardest hit of his career came from about what's Petrie? Is he about 5'10", 5'11", about a buck 80? Buck 85?
Probably a little bit more than that.
Maybe that Big Nick energy.
Yeah, but maybe 190, 200.
I say all that and play all that audio to set the table, man. I'm some of these moves that D'Amico Ryans made, obviously Daniil Hunter and Azeez Al-Shaair, they were proven players when they got here. The two rookies, I think they're going to be good. We'll see. The jury's still out on those guys. But one thing that I think was a little bit of a roll of the dice, but has ended up being a big-time move, and I've seen enough. I'm convinced this is the right move, and this dude's going to be a difference maker for the Texans at the nickel defender position, is that move of taking Jalen Petrie from safety and putting him at nickel defender where he can play with those instincts, Ron. I'm convinced not only is that a hell of a move, but it's going to be a big-time – he's going to be a big-time playmaker down there for him moving
forward. You're convinced?
Convinced. I'm there. I'm convinced.
I am convinced that that is the best spot for him to be. I don't think he's at his best as a deep safety. The only thing is we just have not seen him being forced to cover yet. And that was always the question. Everything he's doing, the physicality, what he can do at the line of scrimmage, his blitzing, those were all the reasons why we wanted him to potentially play closer.
Yep.
We still have not seen the Bears or the Colts attack him in the passing game. We've not had him, you know, seen anything similar to. I feel bad we bring this cat up, but Tavier Thomas in the slot just getting, you know, just getting the
barbecue chicken.
But that's barbecue brisket. Like I told you, that was barbecue brisket. That was a special piece of meat right there, baby. That was Angus, the way they was getting him. That's the only thing is, and I'm not sure if we'll see it today, and on Sunday, and there may be a thing of D'Amico completely scheming it to where he doesn't have to do it. I think it's hard. I see him more covering running backs out of the backfield and things of that nature. We'll see, but I still think at some point, some coordinator or offensive coach is going to find a match him up to get him with receivers in the slot. And to me, that is going to be the point where, you know, I think we can full, at least for me, can fully say, yes, that is a huge, huge move. Thus far, they've allowed him to play the position at his strength and not have to really go out and
look, cover. I feel really good about it, and here's why. Because the Bears, there's not going to be a game this year where the Texans pressure more than they did against the Bears. I don't think that probably won't, there so. Probably won't be a game where they even get remotely close.
You don't think they'll try to let Sam see some ghosts again this week?
No. They may try initially, but I don't think there's going to be a game the rest of the year where there's a young quarterback that gets overwhelmed with an offensive line that can't protect. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it happens 10 more times, but I don't think they're going to see that scenario many more times, especially with this schedule. If they were playing that last play schedule, yeah, then sure that we may see that. But with this schedule, you're not going to be able to get away with it. To your point, but you were able to pressure and play a lot of man defense, and there was never a time where Jalen Petrie was even in harm's way. There was never a time when, hey man, they got him on a receiver and that receiver's open and the quarterback just overthrew. There was never even a time where you lost sleep about it. So I'm convinced. I'm comfortable with being convinced that move is good. Like I said, I love the Danielle Hunter move. I love the Azeez Al-Shaair move. Those are game changing moves. You knew they were going to be okay. I like Kalen Bullock. We'll see what happens there. The corner, Kamari Lassiter. I'm good with where he's at. But the lockdown thing and the stats that are going around and that are building him up to be this lockdown corner, I'm not quite there yet. But love what I've seen from him. Love what I've seen from Kalen Bullock as well. Hey, we every Monday and Wednesday we hear from D'Amico Rhines, and what I love to hear D'Amico Rhines, and even Nick Caserio on Texans All Access does a really good job of it. But D'Amico Rhines breaking down the opponent that week a little bit early on, and D'Amico typically does it from the defensive side of the football, so he's talking about the offense. So, Ron, I want to bring that to the people. Ultimately, he's asked about Sam Darnold, but he goes into the overall Minnesota offense. And this is really, as a fan, this is what we're up against this week with Kevin O'Connell, the head coach and the offensive play caller for the Minnesota Vikings. Here's D'Amico Rhines talking about their offense.
Sam has done a great job really being efficient in the offense. He's taking what defenses gives him, right? And you could tell that Kevin has kind of slowed it down for him, simplified it for him to where he got a lot of easy looks, right? And he's getting the ball out on screens, quick game, boots. Like, it's a lot of short passes that he's getting it out on, but then you also have to deal with 18 down the field, which is so. Kevin's done a good job of mixing up the offense, right? A ton of different looks. One thing that stuck out is they've run the ball really well these first 2 weeks. I think that's what's kept them balanced throughout the games. They've ran the ball well, and they've also won on their third down. They've been really well staying on the field. They've been, you know, executing on third down, which has allowed them to sustain some long drives.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's a lot there, but I think the picture that he painted of the Minnesota Vikings offense is really solid, right? You've got, and that's the simplicity of it, Ron, is the beautiful part of it, right? Is they are really good at the screen game, some of the different run game inside. They're having some success with it, but you also have to worry about Jordan Jefferson down the field, right? There's certain teams that make offensive football so damn difficult that your quarterback can't even call the play in the huddle. Your quarterback can't wrap his head around it. And then there's some teams that just go, hey, this game is not that difficult. Let's spread defenses out sideline to sideline, make defenses defend you sideline to sideline, and then we've got one guy out wide that can beat you over the top if you get too nosy from the safety position or the corner position or anything like that.